B-Pod Studios.
Touchdown, Patriot!
You can come in this building. You can kick all the little field goals you wanted. You can go home and tell everybody, hey, we at least got three. We're on the board. 58-yard freaking strike right down the cut.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Rodson, LBF, and Brian.
Yeah, he's tall. He throws the ball, and he works down the hall. Wow. Scott Solak, everybody. Wow. That's an intro. You like that, Scott?
Good morning.
Dang.
That's Duran Duran Rio song. That's my favorite Duran Duran song.
All
you
right.
You guys got better with the music.
All right.
We're trying to please you, Zoe.
Yeah.
I always wanted to be on that sailboat with them. I don't know.
Me too, Zoe.
Hey, Hang on. Football Friday with Scott Solak is brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank. Proudly going beyond banking to serve you better. Listen to Zoe call the Clinton Savings coin toss during Sunday's game. Visit ClintonSavings.com. Member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender. All right, we're fresh back from Buffalo. Zoe, the offense didn't look great. Are you concerned?
Well, I am concerned a little bit. I mean, we get Ben Watson back at tight end. I think we missed Gronkowski's blocking off the edge. I don't think Edelman and Burkhead were right. They were sort of decoys in that game. Probably got shot up. So we really didn't have many weapons. And I think Buffalo defense is a lot better than people expected. You know, they're building that the right way. They're tough. They're physical. They're solid. Their quarterback stinks.
Oh, man,
so,
I heard you killing that Josh Allen.
He's awful.
You were laughing at him.
You were laughing at him.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm watching Brian Daboll, who I know, and he's our offensive coordinator. He was here, and he's screaming at him when he comes to the sideline, just like throwing stuff up in the air, like, what are you looking at? I mean, the mistakes that he made were the kind of mistakes that would get a guy like me out of the league.
Right.
In fact, he's a first rounder. He's going to get opportunity after opportunity.
He's got a gun, but, man, there's nowhere to shoot it, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's like, you know, wedding crashes. You go out and shoot someone in the rear end.
Yeah, right. That's what he did. All right, the last football question we have is the kicker situation. We got a 37-year-old Nugent coming in again.
Yeah.
More concerns.
Well, I mean, if Steve's hurt, I don't want him kicking because you see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, with these balls that he's pushing left and right. If he can't control it, get in a guy and do the guy that has experience in the league, and I don't think he's going to wet himself, so to speak, you know, as maybe a soccer player or a rookie would being out there. And I think Jake Bailey with his strong leg is going to handle all the kickoffs, so he's pretty excited about that.
There you go.
Cool. So you're not concerned? It took Guskowski's leg falling off to finally bring somebody in.
Right. Well, and I feel bad for Steve because, you know, he wants to be out there, and I know him pretty well. But, I mean, your defense is so good. When your offense is right, it's not going to be that big a deal if this guy misses a PAT here or there.
All right. Yeah. All
right. I like the YouTube guy, though.
Yep.
Yeah, who does? I watch YouTube all the time.
Okay. So, Redskins this Sunday, we don't know who their quarterback is. Are we? What are you thinking? Yeah.
No, I mean, I think they're going to play Colt McCoy, and you have to.
Good name.
He's a guy that he gets rid of the ball quickly. I mean, it's going to be a rout. They're not a very good football team. You know, they're beaten up too, and you know, I think their coach can potentially get fired after this game.
It's about time. Okay, what is your question?
Okay,
LBF?
This week on Getting to Know Zoe,
yeah.
Scott Solak, what is your recurring nightmare?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God! And I have this often. I wake up in a cold sweat. For me, being a player for as many years as I played, you always had to be at the meetings on time, right? We'd always get in early. And for whatever reason, I'd be missing a flight in a dream or, you know, speeding down the road and I get lost and I'm looking at the time and all of a sudden I'm already 25 minutes late and you wake up in this constant sweat because you know the fine, the conduct detrimental fine that's coming down. And this is always, these are all Parcells related.
I was going to say, it had to be Parcells.
Blame him.
Yeah.
He loved it. And I talked to him about a month ago. I gave him a call to see how the old guy was doing.
Yeah.
I said, Coach, to this day, man, I still have the nightmares. I wake up in the cold sweat. He goes, that's right. That's why I love you.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's so nice being in radio now. You don't have to worry about when you show up.
Yeah.
Well, I've never been late yet, Bob. I'm telling you. I've never been late.
So that was Brian, by the way. So
I know. Those a-holes on our Touch and Rich, if we're ever late, they have Huey Lewis in the News Greatest Hits ready to go.
Right.
Or to rock.
That's a good album.
I'm glad you're still friends with Parcells, though. That's really cool. That's good to hear.
Yeah, he's one of the best, man. I mean, we'd run through walls from We'd run through a wall for that guy on game day, but, man, he made it miserable during the week.
You bet he did.
Yeah.
Great coach. All right, give us a score. Go ahead. You were pretty close last week.
34-9.
They get three field goals. That sounds like a plan. Thank you, Scott. We appreciate it.
All right, guys.
See you next week.
We'll be listening.
So, yeah, the Redskins, not good. Not good. We haven't had one tough game yet. Yeah, really, this year.
Yeah. I listened to Zoe on the way home the other day on Sunday. He's fun.
Fun.
And yeah. He was, listen to.
He was complaining about halftime snacks at Buffalo.
Oh, yes.
What were they?
Uncrustables.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Uncrustables.
Was what they gave the media.
That's no good.
Wait till Buffalo comes here. How about some nice old lobster rolls for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With no lobster.
Yeah, no. Or maybe week old lobster rolls would be good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.